networks and the pricing.
Here's the thing. How you doing, David?
I'm doing pretty good, Levi. How you doing today,
buddy? I'm over the road right now. I'm hanging in there, man. I'm actually driving home from Union, Tennessee right now. I'm on the
house. Okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, we could talk a little bit, but I'm not in really a position to make any confirmation. I would prefer to probably try to do this tomorrow when I'm home. And I'm not over the road. I was just trying to hear what the young lady had to say, and I didn't want to just cut her off and be rude and say, oh, I'm on my way home, probably tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to do that because it's interested in what's going on. But if you can hear in the background, if you can hear, I'm driving, I'm over the road.
No, I can definitely hear you. I can tell you're driving, Levi. But I'll tell you what, how about I just give you a little bit of information and some pricing. If you like what you hear, I mean, we just see where it goes from there. Sound good? Here's the thing. So here's how it works, man. So Google will send us out because a little bit about our company, Local Splash. We are a Google Premier Partner. There's only 40 companies across the nation that are actual partners. And when you look us up at Local Splash, we're right next door to them, right? Like literally our company's right next door to Google's, right? So with that being said, we go through extensive trainings in how to be able to do these techniques that I'm going to talk about to you today, right? So the main basis of our service and what we're going to be able to do for Heavenly Touch Appliances is activate you with keywords. So basically all those people that are driving next to you, once you get inside your radius, which normally we set up, depending on the plan, from 10 to 15 miles to 50 miles out to 150 miles, right? Or plus, just depending on where we go with the package. But all these people, if they access their phones and they, hey Siri, find me an appliance repair near me. Hey Siri, find someone to fix my washer, my dryer, or Alexa, what have you, right? They're speaking in their cars. They'll be able to find Heavenly Touch Appliance. Just hear something like, we have Heavenly Touch Appliance Repair. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Would you like to give them a call now? You know what I mean?
Okay,
something like
that. Let me slow you down. It's not a installation. Okay. I don't do repairs.
Heavenly Touch Appliance installers.
Installers, right? Not repairs.
Nice.
So if you go to Menards or if you go to Lowe's and you buy a dishwasher, and she say, "Well, it's in here," and they say, "No, man, we don't install that," and they just drop it off, then that's when they call me, and because I'm actually on Angie's list now. But just the concept: if you go buy that dishwasher or microwave from Amazon and you don't have anybody to install it, that's where I come in. I don't fix or repair any appliance at all. I mean, I might be able to tweak a fan on a refrigerator for wire cuts or something like that, something minimal. But diagnosing and ordering parts and repairs, that's not what I do. I just do appliance installation. Everything
okay.
With garbage disposals, hot water heaters. Those are the only two items I don't install. I don't install garbage disposals. I don't install hot water heaters. All other major appliances I installed, all of it, cooktops, dishwashers, microwaves, hoods, and so on and so forth, all major appliances I install. I don't repair, I install.
So this is all installations. Nice. So you specialize in installations, and that's something that we would, use as a market, right?
34 years.
So.
Yep, 34 years in May. I've been delivering and installing appliances. 34 years in May.
Nice. Delivering and installing. There you go. So all of those
types
of things. You see how as our conversation evolves, we figure out more key ways that we're able to activate your services, right? So the way that works is the more keywords and phrases that we can list you for is the higher chances that we're going to be capturing these customers, right? So all these things you've been telling me, your dishwashers, your microwaves, your hoods, delivery, installation. I mean, these are all ways that we would use to market for specialization. We're not going to say, oh, we just do this and we don't do that. We're going to say, no, we specialize in this, which obviously encompasses this is what we do and this is only what we do, but we're specialists, right? And this is where all the experience comes from. So I see that the business itself has 2 years in business at Heavenly Touch Appliance Installers. Okay, now we have...
Yep, that's right.
All right, you have a website as well. Okay, cool. Residentials. Let's talk about service areas. What areas do you like to service? I mean, is it just Hammond, Indiana? When it comes down to terms of miles,
No. I pretty much cover Northwest Indiana. I go into Chicago, into Illinois, mainly South suburbs. Some Western suburbs. I try not to go too far north, like out to Gurnee and Waukegan in that general situation. But I do. I'm in Hammond, so Hammond is literally the next town over into Illinois. So going over to Illinois is not a problem. Mainly the city and the south suburbs. I'll do downtown because I know I get a lot of stuff happens downtown. I try to stay away from the north side and the north suburbs. And that's just from experience and doing deliveries and installs, just in experience. Those are high risk, low reward areas, so to speak.
No, I hear you, man. So I do have
Downtown
Chicago, okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm putting these down, and then I can get back to it when you're done listing these areas.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying downtown Chicago, west side of Chicago, south suburbs. I mean, I'll go as far as Joliet and even a little outside of Joliet, that area. So, I know towns and I know areas, so the depending on what it is and what's going on, then yeah, I'll Northwest Indiana, South Suburbs, Illinois, city and South Suburbs, Illinois. I'll even cross the border into Michigan, not deep into Michigan, but just like the first town in Michigan from Indiana is like New Buffalo. I can go there, just in that general area. I can cover that area. I don't want to go 50, 60, 70 miles into Michigan, but right across the border is not a problem because my daughter lives in Chestertown, Indiana, which is 30 minutes from Michigan. So that's, you see what I'm saying? So that's not a problem. I cross into the border. I go a little bit deep into Michigan, but I don't want to go 2 hours into Michigan.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that one. Okay, so then this area is going to encompass, I'm running this. And so the way it works and what I was going to tell you before while you were listening is we have business owners that work in different areas, right? So I also work with the state of Atlanta and I got a lot of my business owners over there and they'll tell me, hey, look, we love the area here, but please, we don't want to be listed in College Park. You know what I mean? They'd rather not go to those, like you said, they're high risk, low reward areas per se. You know what I mean? So what we situations is since we're listing you on Google, obviously, I mean, we can't keep everybody from seeing you, but what we do when our retargeted ads come out. Yeah. When retargeted ads and come out and stuff like that, when we're running these campaigns for you, we're not running them in those areas. So we're not wasting those retargeted dollars and things like that in those. We'll set up separate geofences where we're able to target the customers in the areas you want. So say you say, hey, you know what, this is a high revenue area for me. I really like this area. Make sure we have this zip code entailed, or make sure, you know, we have these neighborhoods here entailed, you know, your high end neighborhoods, things like that. So when people are accessing the service in their beds, in their restrooms, when they're in their cars, when they're getting out of the office and they're looking for your service, it automatically pops up because we have those areas already encompassed with that geofence. If that makes sense. And since we're data service providers, we automatically connect in there, right? So we give you access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. It's going to have all of your keywords and phrases. And anytime those are searched in those areas, you're going to be able to see where those searches are being pinged from and where these services and calls are coming from, right? As the traffic's going through your website, you're getting the clicks, you're able to see the clicks. So you're seeing where your customer bases are coming from. You're able to see what the work we're able to put in for you, right? And understand how this is actually working and going into play for you. It turns into a really big tool for you as well. I mean, you got quick links for URLs. You're able to see marketing campaigns. I mean, as far as engagement to digital footprint, the service itself is really valuable to business owners when it comes down to expanding and trying to gain that steady flow, right? Because, I mean, I could sit here all day and try to pitch you in and out with all these sales things, but just to get to the bottom line, I mean, that's what this is about. It's about getting you on the front page next to your competitors, right? That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay, now let's see what I have here, because I was running some analytics on some of the keywords in your area, because what we do is we can actually see what's being searched and how many times. So appliance install right out the gate, just running that one, which is going to be your base keyword from what I'm seeing. Within a 50-mile radius of Hammond, Indiana, we're looking at 1,852 searches on average in just the past 30 days. Right. And that's just the one keyword, not including phrases. And that's people on desktops. Right. Now we're also activating you for the voice searches. So that's going to be a whole nother pool of customers we're activating there. Now you look at these guys that are on the front page. We have Prime Appliance Services, Appliance Discount Services, and Appliance Agent. You know any of these guys? They've all been around business for a while. Yeah, no, for some reason, I'm not seeing. Yeah, so it looks like they're also doing some installs. Yeah, family-owned business, sovereign. Cruise Electric and Handy Services, electric appliances. Installation, oh yeah. Yeah, so pretty much, man, that's what we offer to do for you, right? When people are searching for your services, we put you right here on the organic, on the Google Maps local section, where they're able to find you, click to call, and be able to get you services. Now, what we encapsulate in the package is a few different things. What we want to do is create a digital footprint that's going to last and it's going to make a difference, right? So we use 10 different avenues to get that done, all in one package. Now, this package sits at a flat rate of $249. This is a month-to-month service with no contracts, right? Now, with this package here, you get all your local SEO optimization. You're going to get your top five directory submission package, which means you're going to have an avenue from Yelp, from Bing, from Apple, which is a big one, because Apple Search and Siri, we know, are separate browsers, and we activate you for those as well. You're also going to have Facebook and Google. So with all five of those combined, as well as us running your campaign ads and all of your search engine optimization, we're going to be able to really encapsulate that audience that's searching on the internet to find those services, right? Kind of making sense now?
I'm understanding what you're saying in the beginning.
Great. Okay, so let's see here. So now, also included with this $249, what we do is we would come out, and let me see here, because I saw you have a website. I want to check that out. Nice. Let me touch appliances. Okay. Oh, I like that hood right there. You put that one in yourself, the hood, or was it the range? That's all gas.
Man. What's that?
I'm looking at some of your work. This, it looks like the, what's that, six gas burners.
Yeah.
With all chrome hood over the top. It was a cooktop with the burners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an install. That was a custom install.
How much does something like that run right there? For install?
The cooktop itself was $225. The hood was $175.
Nice.
So I do my pricing on what I have to do. Basic installs, like a regular dishwasher, a microwave install, is anywhere from $115 to $150. It just depends on what I have to do. Like if a microwave install, if it's just an old microwave out and a new microwave in, this is the one that's over the range. If it's just regular drywall, probably gonna be like $100, $110. If she's got a tile backsplash, like I got to drill through tile, and I guess a little bit more prices, probably like more like $140, $150. Dishwasher install, basic dishwasher install is anywhere between $125 and $150 for a basic dishwasher install. If there's a lazy Susan or a corner cabinet or like your wall lines go downstairs in the basement, I got to go down and see what the setup is before I can give you a price. So that's about my basic pricing. Depending on where I got to go travel-wise, I do, if they, kind of a little area far out, I will tell them it's a $25 fuel charge. most people don't have a problem with that at all. Or they understand the fuel tax and the fuel charge and so on and so forth. So
yep, for sure.
If they're local enough, then there's no fuel charge. But if I got to go like outside of maybe 40 miles or 50 miles, depending on where I got to go and what I got to do. Now, if it's a, like say somebody order my whole kitchen, a stove, a fridge, a dishwasher, a microwave, a washer and dryer and all that, and I go to install everything depending on where they are, there probably won't be a fuel charge because I'm doing so much work. So, you see what I'm saying? So, but if it's just like one piece or two pieces, then I might do a fuel charge.
For sure. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And I mean, honestly, all your pricing and things like that, they're really reasonable, man. I mean, compared to a lot of the pricings that I've seen in my area, your work is really good. I mean, obviously I'm looking at it. It's all custom work. You're working in high end homes. Your website needs to be able to be found by customers that are searching for your services. I'm telling you right now, I'm also a licensed realtor and this is things that I do, right? So, I see a lot of these, appliance installs. I know a lot of different guys that do it. And I will tell you, your work you got good work. You got good pictures. You're in high-end homes already. Now you just need people to find you. No, seriously. Now you just need people to find you because your book of business will grow. There's no two ways about it, man. It's going to grow. It's just going to be with the right, obviously, marketing and the right avenue. Now, I know that you said you're doing a home advisor, right? So I don't know how much business you've gotten out of there, but if these are the guys, you know, the guys that you're getting out of there, you know, that's great. And what we're looking to do is really capitalize on that. And you're like, well, how are you going to do that? And it's going to be real simple, man, because the way Angie's or like Home Advisor has been able to get you leads is through Google. What they're doing is they're buying the first page listing. So if you actually do appliance repair, you'll see top 10 appliance repair near me. Whenever somebody clicks there on a phone or a desktop, their info automatically populates and Angie's lead has bought that lead from Google, right? So they buy it at a set fee and then they're reselling them to you guys. So what we aim to do and what we're doing for clients every single day and over 10,000 of you guys, we pull them out of those things, out of those contracts. We put them on a clear month to month where they don't have to worry about that. And we're performing for them inside every 30 days and they're building that book of business that Angie's lead was previously reselling them, if that makes sense, right?
I got you. I understand. Okay.
So, I mean, and it's definitely at a fraction of the cost. I'm pretty sure, you know, the flat rate of $249 is a fraction of what you've been investing with them. And if you're doing the pay-per-lead or pay-per-click, it's going to be a really small fraction. Because I know those things can get really expensive whether you're converting or not.
Yeah, I literally just signed up with Angie's last month or this month. So it's pretty much only, it probably hasn't been a month. It's probably been more than a couple of weeks, but it hasn't quite been a month.
Yeah.
So
are you on the contract?
Just signed up with Angie. Yeah, I'm on the contract.
How long did they get you for?
A year.
A year?
Yeah.
I hear you. Hey, man, well, I will say something like this and what I've been able to do for some of my customers because they've called over once they've been with Angie's List and they're like, man, you know, I'm getting leads. I'm having to pay for them, but they're not converting. And, you know, I'm competing with so many people for the same lead. It's really, you know, low ballers. It's winning it, what have you. So they said, we need to find another avenue. They said, you know, we're going to have to find one. And what we did was we got them on this low flat rate fee so that way they could get the unlimited calls, the unlimited clicks. We built them out, for some of them, we built them out a website. You already have your website, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. But for that one, we're able to waive, like, the setup fees because initially there's usually a $299 setup fee with this. We buy out domains. We set up websites, things like that. You already got that one set up, right? So we wouldn't have to worry about that. Now, like I said, I mean, obviously the biggest impact is really going to be filling out your schedule. And that's something that I'm really confident this is going to be able to do for you just because of your book of work, the website you already have standing. And once we link that in with your keywords and searches, it's going to make a big difference for you, right? Now, if you're interested in the marketing at the $249, obviously it comes with $100 worth of Facebook ads we talked about. However, we do have another plan if you're looking to just get activated for Google. Since you're kind of subscribed to a lead service for a year, now what this one will do, I activate you with Google, your voice searches, and give you call tracking. Now this one sits at a flat rate of $199. It wouldn't be a setup fee there either. But that one, like I said, will activate you with the Google word searches, keywords, phrases, and that's going to be over all platforms. That'll be Apple, Android, tablets, mobile devices, right? So that'll activate you for all those. Now, the reason I recommended the 249 was just because it's like a booster package, right? Because for the extra $50, we do the $100 worth of Facebook ads. You know, we throw the directory submission. So we give you more avenues to generate business, right? And that's the biggest thing, because more avenues to generate business means more clicks on our website. That means a more of a digital footprint. It boosts our algorithm. It helps us stay in that very top, you know, first page area when it comes down to Google. And let's face it, that's where everybody shops, right? I mean, when you're searching for anything or you're going to buy something, you don't know where to find it, you go straight to Google and you let it tell you, right?
I got an Android. I'm going straight to Google. I got an Android.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's real. And everybody's shopping that way. Everybody that's driving next to you right now, if they're looking for somebody to install an appliance, they're going to go ask Google, and Google's going to find them a company. And in your area, we already went over a couple of the guys that are getting that business. Right. They're getting those phone calls every day, because there is definitely people searching every single day, right? And that's what we're doing for you. We're providing those phone calls. We're providing that avenue for you.
Okay.
What do you think, man? Want to give us a shot to what we can do for you?
I'm definitely interested. I'm definitely considering the 249 plan. At this moment, I'm pretty much down for everything that we talked about. Right now, I can't write anything down. I can't take any notes. I can't, you know, crunch any numbers because I like the month to month. I'm already considering just doing both for the year. And then I'll deal with Andy after the year because the contract is already signed. But I'm still thinking about doing both at this point. But what I'm going to ask for you to do for me is if you can give me a call tomorrow afternoon about 4 later your hours, how late are your business hours? I'm Central Standard Time. I'm on Chicago time. So,
yeah, we're Central Standard Time as well.
Okay, cool. So we're on the same time frame. So how late are you open? How late are you in the office?
So 6 p.m.
Okay, look, why don't you do this? Because I'm only get to service. Why don't you give me a call tomorrow around 4:30, 5 o'clock? I'll be off work. I'll be at home. I'll be able to sit down. I better take my own notes that I need to take, because I'm going to get the plan. I'm going to get the 250 plan. Me as a person, I need to just crunch some numbers and write some stuff down and everything. Like I said before, I'm trying.
Understandable.
So I can't do all that right now. But I do want the plan, Dave. I promise you, I want it. I'll deal with Angie's List for the year. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it after the year. Hell, if everybody's working, I might just keep off y'all. It don't matter. But I'll deal with that after the year. I like the option of having a month-to-month. And that way, if I have a situation, if I fall off for a month, I can come back on the next month or whatever. So I like having that option as well, to be just stuck in the contract. I thought about it, but I didn't have it all at the time, so I just went with it. Again, I've been delivering and installing prizes my whole life, my whole adult life. This is just my first time having my own business. And doing my own thing, and I got to be responsible for receipts, holes, and gas, and everything else. And me, I'm not real tech savvy. I had my brother-in-law help me with the website, I'm the part-time person. I just like to write stuff down. I got to write stuff down and take notes. That's just me.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, if you can give me a call tomorrow afternoon, we can get everything set up. I'm gonna put it on my business account. That way, it's going through the business for the service, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, well, actually, what this turns into is a write-off for your business at the end of the year. So what we do is we'd actually be able to send you out that form.
Exactly.
So that way, all this is a write-off, right? So
no
doubt, I can put you down. Now, what I'll also do for you, give me your email address, Levi, and I'll send you out the proposal with the numbers. It'll have some links. It'll have some information on our company. So when you sit down tonight, you'll be able to look over it. And when I call you tomorrow, you'll be a little bit more prepared and understand who our company is, what we're about, where we're from, all the good things we've done for so many companies.
All right. So my email address is my last name and my first name at gmail.com. So if you have my last name, it's StumpertLevi@gmail.com. If you need me to spell it.
Okay, well, I know it's Stumpert, right? But I got Levi as your first name, right? So that's Levi Stumpert?
Right, Levi Stumpert. But my email is my last name first. So it's Stumpert Levi.
Gotcha.
It's all lowercase. So it's StumpertLevi@gmail.com.
Okay. S-H-U-M-P-E-R-T. Levi is L-E-V-I.
Right, M as in Mary. Right, M as in Mary. Right, right. Yep, Stumpert Levi is, and yep. S-A-Q-M as in Mary, E-R-T, yep.
Mm-hmm. Stumpert Levi, you said Gmail?
At Gmail, yes, sir.
Okay. Get that down for you. Now, just so you know, Levi, I mean, obviously, we are month-to-month service now. Some of our customers, what they do, we offer 3 months, 6 months. Now, these aren't contracts. What they are is their discount packages, right? So it's at $249 a month. Now, like you said, you crunch numbers, right? So I always let my customers know if when you come down to crunching numbers and you're a long-term type of guy, at 3 months, you get 2 weeks free. At 6 months, you get a month free. And at 1 year, you get 2 months free, right? So that's kind of how that calculates out when you come down to numbers.
Right.
All right.
I got
so
you.
I'm sending out this email. Let's see. I'm a big numbers guy too, man. I love crunching the numbers, just figuring out where we are. What I also do is when I'm putting these plans together, I'm going to shoot you out a link also to our pricing page. Because when I put the plans together, I'm always looking for, like you and I, we talked about you price your services, right? So then I look at how much we're investing, and then I look at what our turn rate is and what kind of margins we'd be looking at. And that's where I like to target our packages, right? We like to give you guys room for margin, you know, room for growth, make sure that obviously the return on investment is there because we like to build long-term. Our customer return ratio is 90%, right? So over the course of 20 years, being able to retain 90% of our customers, that's a big deal, you know. So we're very proud of that, and we like to maintain that number. So we're always very targeted in how we build these packages, making sure they work for the type of businesses that we're helping, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what we're doing. We're helping because we want to grow your business. Getting you on the first page of Google is automatically going to be the next step, and we don't allow everybody to go forward. Just so you know, Levi, we don't, you know, make offers to every single company because not every company is going to be fit for the first page of Google, if that makes sense, you know. That's just the way it kind of works. So as our conversation has gone on, as you've been receptive to understanding Google and how it all works, that's where we get to the point where we can actually offer you a plan and offer to move forward, right? So, you know, since we are at that area here with you now, I'm able to send you out that email. And I'm also going to text you over some. I know you're driving, so you're not going to be able to look at right now. But this is something you're going to be able to look at when, you know, you pull over, you have some time. We'd be able to revisit tomorrow. So this one, when you click on it, it's going to take you right to our homepage at our website, right? Or our pricing page on our website. When you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to be looking at the plans. So that way you can see all of the details and the features, right? So all the way at the bottom, you'll see local SEO plus Facebook. So that's the plan that we were talking about today for $249. Now on the website, it is a base plan of $599 with a $299 setup fee. However, like I said, we look at scope of services. There's a wide array of what we do. That's why the opening agent wasn't able to give you specific pricing because of how deep our conversation has gotten, right? They just want to find out, you know, how interested are you and if you can accept more work, you know, and that is another question that we do got to go over as well. I mean, in the event, you know, that you do start, we do sign up and we move forward, you would be able to handle the influx of customers and the phone calls from Google, correct?
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, and I mean, this probably goes for everybody. I answer the phone as much as I can, but if I'm inside a cabinet upside down for the dishwasher, and it costs me to answer the phone immediately.
You don't have to worry about that. Like, when it comes down to a service like us, we have so many conveniences for you. So what will happen is when they call you, we'll set up a service where it'll say, you know, thank you for calling Heavenly Touch Appliance Installers. If you are an existing customer, press 1. If you are a new customer, press 2. Your customers are automatically going to start getting filtered. So these AI bots are going to be able to do that for you. So while you're working, you'll get a ping and it'll say you have a new customer in this service, blah, 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 and boom, you either make the call. You know what I mean? And that's where we say, are you going to be able to handle that? Because obviously we're going to provide the conveniences that will assist you in doing this, right? Now we're not telling you have to complete every job. I have semi-retired guys that love this service because what they're doing is cherry picking what they do and they don't want to refer other stuff out, right?
Right.
So if you're the main guy getting the calls, and you have an influx of business and you know other guys that are installing, hey man, I got this install, you know, I'll give you 125 and you're charging 180, what have you. You know what I mean? We're able to set these things for you. And when you're getting those calls, it makes that difference. Yeah, so a lot of features there, man. So yeah, I did send you that one so you'd be able to see those plans and the way we're able to tailor it for you guys. And I also sent out that email for you.
Okay. Cool beans. Okay. Well, I definitely look forward to talking to you sometime tomorrow and try to get this all set up.
Okay, for sure, man. I have you down tomorrow for 4:30. And I do got to ask because what
Works
we do
me.
Is, yeah, obviously, I mean, they said, I mean, these are exclusive listings, right? Once we find the one company we're going to work with, we kind of close it out. So on a scale from 1 to 10, I mean, how interested are you liking the slot? I mean, for, you know, tomorrow, 4:30.
It's a 12. This is.
Okay.
For some reason, No, I understand. If for some reason I'm getting held up or I'm stuck at work or something happens, at 4:30, I'm going to stop what I'm doing. I'm going to just stop and I'll give you 20, 30 minutes left to get everything done and I'm going to go back to work. I'm pretty sure I'll be done working. If nothing else, I'll be on my way home, but I should be done working. If not, if something happens, I'm letting you know I'm on the service. So if something happens, I'm going to stop my day at 4:30, 4:45, whatever the case may be. If you call, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and we're going to get this thing here.
Okay. No, for sure. It definitely sounds like a good deal to me, Levi. Sounds fair. So what I'm going to do is I'll close out this category for today. We'll stop calling the area. I had one guy on hold, so we'll just reach out to him, let him know the slot's been filled, and then I'll call you tomorrow at 4:30.
I'm looking forward to it, buddy. I promise I am. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely, Levi. So good. Best of luck out there, man. Be safe, and then I'll be touching base with you tomorrow at 4:30.
Sound like a plan.
Don't forget about my emails, all right? I already sent that one out there. We got some cool links at the bottom. So at the bottom, you'll see some YouTube links. One of them's from a feature on NBC where we've actually been featured as a company that protects businesses from things like scams. And we got features for that too, but we can go over that tomorrow. No worries. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, man, and enjoy, brother. And then we'll be catching up tomorrow.
I'm looking for you tomorrow, Chief.
All right, partner. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.